Okay, here I go. Hello, I'm the famously dyspeptic Harvey Pekar. I came up with the theme for tonight's performance, and I helped put it together. If I stumble through this intro, that's deliberate. If I don't stumble through, that's deliberate too. This is a multi-segmented show which may cause confusion, so let me tell you what my theme is. I believe that avant-garde artists of all types over the past century have been ignored by the general public more than they have in the centuries preceding it. There's something like a permanent disconnect. That may be fine with many of you, but the avant-garde keeps music, writing, and the visual arts alive. Now here's where I'm coming from. I became a jazz critic in 1959, an alternative comic book writer in 1972, and after that I did a lot of reviewing of fictional works. In the 19th century, people hated avant-garde art, but after 25 years or so, non-specialists would catch up. The 19th century painter Van Gogh sold nothing in his lifetime, but made the Pantheon after his death. In the 20th century, though, the separation between avant-garde art and mainstream didn't close much, if at all. People didn't read James Joyce for fun in 1922, or listen to Arnold Schoenberg, who started writing great music over a century ago, and they don't now. I'm told that every year the same operas get repeated. Has avant-garde art grown so esoteric that middle brows can't understand it unless they make extraordinary efforts to catch up? And even then, nothing is assured. That might not seem so bad in your eyes, but if there's no avant-garde art, music or writing that's acceptable to non-specialists, they will cease to evolve and may possibly die. Currently, fewer and fewer jazz performers are making discs for record labels. They're just not being hired to do this. A lot of jazz men make their own CDs and sell them to audiences on gigs, and it's rough all over. A guy who interviewed me for the media told me he used to be a performance artist, but now performance art is dead, at least around here. Wynton Marsalis might be doing well, but he's just employing slick versions of musical styles of the past, sometimes the distant past. How did Marsalis become the best known jazz man in the world? Well, it started in the 1930s and early 40s during the swing era, when jazz and popular music were almost synonymous. Bebop followed swing in the mid-40s. But the public couldn't follow bop. They couldn't hear the relationship between the improvisation and its foundation, the chord progression. To do so for many people would involve work and ear training, which most don't want to spend their time on, especially after work or school. When bop came along, they listened to rock and roll and Patti Page instead. I can't blame them. After all, should people work to enjoy art? And it doesn't end there. Some jazz men haven't improvised even on preset foundations since 1960. Now the listener is really in the dark. So listen to Marsalis is a relief to him or her. That being said, there have been lately gratifying developments in music, writing, and art, though they remain unknown to the general public. I doubt most people would want to see some art forms die or quit growing, even if they didn't like the avant-garde. We'll be dealing with that dilemma today, although I honestly don't know what to do about it, except sound the alarm. Something else I should mention is that because so many artists can't sell their work, they have to take day gigs, which means they're often jumping from one thing to another. They don't have enough time. This can be distracting, annoying, and cause disruption in family life.